Weather conditions across the Midwest over the next couple of days will likely bring a bolstering of topsoil moisture to many of the corn and soybean production areas. The improvement will likely help to stop the concern about late season dryness for some of the soybean production areas as well as other late season crops. We do expect the subsoil moisture to stay at favorable levels so that when we dry out again a little bit later this month, there will be sufficient amounts of moisture down deep in the soil to support ongoing crop development. As a result of that, the production potential for this year will likely be protected. We do expect to see rain occur across many areas over these next 2 days, with a follow-up rain event coming up for sometime early next week. The system that's going to occur the next 2 days has already produced some significant rain in South Dakota, Iowa, and a few other random locations in the eastern Midwest. The storm system will generate some additional heavy rain across portions of Minnesota, as well as Wisconsin, eastern South Dakota, and Iowa as we go forward through the day today and into the night tonight, even lingering a little bit tomorrow. Some thunderstorms will produce hail and damaging wind across some of that region. There will also be the prospects for rainfall totals to run upwards into the 1 to 3 inch range, with a few totals getting over 4 inches. Flooding is possible simply because of the fact that previous rain has brought already a saturated condition to topsoil in parts of Minnesota and now in western Iowa, where there was some heavy rain overnight last night. The frontal boundary and associated rainfall should be a lot weaker when it comes across the remainder of the Midwest. Kansas and Missouri will see anywhere from a half inch to an inch of moisture, but areas in parts of Indiana and Ohio may see less than 0.3 inches. Net drying will continue in some of the eastern Midwest locations. Those areas will also see a more limited amount of cool-off take place as we move forward through this forecast week. And as a result of that, if anyone is going to be a little bit dry, it's going to be in those eastern lower Midwest locations. Rain is going to occur a second time across the region as we move out into the Sunday-Monday time period. And in that time period, we'll see some half-inch to 1-inch rain totals from Minnesota and Wisconsin back into parts of Iowa and northern Missouri, with some localized totals getting upwards to 1.5 inches. But just like in this first storm system, we will see the rains diminish as they move eastward, so some of the eastern Midwest will only see about a half-inch of rain with that event as well. The good news, though, for those eastern Midwest locations that get the lightest amounts of rain is that their temperatures will be less hot as we move forward through this next 7-day period. The cooler air that comes across the region will be welcome and should help to conserve soil moisture through slower evaporation rates. Corn and soybean conditions should still find some benefit from the precipitation, even though it will not be long-lasting in the soil. Now, next week, a ridge of high pressure is going to be building up across the plains and into the western Corn Belt. That's going to bring warmer temperatures back to most of the Midwest, with the hottest readings likely in the western Corn Belt, where several areas will see some middle 80 through middle 90 degree temperatures. This will be mostly to the west of the Mississippi River, and in particular in the Missouri River Basin. For the easternmost Midwest, warming will occur there as well, with highs getting into the 80s and lower 90s, but it shouldn't be much warmer than that. Nevertheless, topsoil moisture will firm up, and those areas that see the least amount of rain this week will have the highest potential for seeing a little bit of crop moisture stress next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.